Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Woodsy, I am craving a hot chick.
Whoa, Ben, you're a happily married man.
Sandwich.
Oh, sandwich.
Woodsy, I am craving a hot
you were
chick.
There.
Context is so important.
Isn't it really?
Lose it on this program.
That's how the media spins things. Fake news again here on Ben and
That's not fake. You said those words.
Yeah, you said those
For
words.
For instance. In that order.
Did Eno Saris really suggest Jock Peterson to the Padres?
Eno.
Making the entire Padres fan base outraged yesterday?
Woods, you were very mean to Eno yesterday when our listeners got a little upset with some of the ideas that were thrown out there. And all you do is, hey, blame at Eno Saris.
100%. I'm a buck passer.
He agreed to come onto the show.
I know.
He is standing by, and we will discuss some of those ideas floated out there. Coming up right after this last check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick. Trading Luis Patino, signing Jock Peterson, Eno Saris could not have enraged the Padres fan base any more, apparently, than he did yesterday on Twitter. He's one of our favorite baseball writers. We've got him right now on our SDCCU fan hotline. Eno, welcome back to Ben and Woods. Good morning to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Having me on for a beating, it sounds like.
That's exactly right. Hey, Eno, surprise, we've opened the phones, and now our listeners are going, I promise you, we're not going to do that.
We had a great discussion yesterday. We read your piece about potential Blake Snell trades. Five teams that could be in the market for pitching might want to think about adding Blake Snell. The Rays seem amenable to possibly dealing him, and the proposal that you came up for the Padres was Adrian Morejon, Luis Patino, and Luis Campusano for Blake Snell. Now, our radio station, you know, basically stealing your work, put out a poll asking our listeners, would you be in favor of that? You got shot down by a 2-1 margin. Not on this program, however, where we were a little more, I would say, open to the discussion. The Padres really do need, you know, someone like Blake Snell, I think. What's your kind of opinion on how badly the Padres could use a Blake Snell, first of all?
I mean, they need pitching. And the one flaw in the trade that I'll admit to is that they'd be giving up pitching depth to get pitching excellence. And maybe you think, and I think Paddock can get back on the horse. So if you think the Paddock can recover his earlier brilliance, maybe you think Paddock and Lamet is fine at the top, and you're willing to see what Morejon and Patino can become, and you'd rather have that depth. I think that's defensible, especially since there's probably some free agent guys. But if you think you need somebody at the top, I mean, I think Bauer is going to cost something like $35 million. I don't think, because he's going to do a one-year deal, so it's going to be like 1 year, $30 million or something. I think the Padres have about $20 million to spend on all of their needs. And so, you know, you're not going to get anybody at the top. So if you think you need somebody at the top of the rotation, then this is what it'll take to get Blake Snell. It will take a major leaguer and your best prospect.
In your opinion, you know, we're talking to Eno Saris here on Ben Owens. In your opinion, is that something that you foresee happening? You think the Rays are going to let a guy like Blake Snell go, you know, coming within one game of winning a World Series? And I know they don't really care about selling things to their fan base very much, but speaking of defensible, how do you do that?
I think that they do that because their fan base knows, and it's part of probably why the fan base is not as robust as it could be, that they're always coming and going. And, you know, up here in Northern California, we have the A's, and the A's do the same thing. You feel like you're an Oakland A for 3 years. You know?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
And then as soon as you get a little bit too expensive, you get shipped out. I mean, the last time they extended someone was Chris Davis, and that didn't, you know, quite work out the way they wanted to. And that was on a like sort of 3-year, $45 million deal. It's not what it'll take to get sort of Chapman or whatever. So they just let people go, and they bring people in. They send people out. They're always both buying and selling at the same time. And that's what the Rays do, and it might lead to fewer fans, and it might make it really kind of annoying to follow the team because no one's there for a long time. Yes, they would absolutely trade Blake Snell if it got them a replacement or two in the rotation and a young bat. That's something they proved with Chris Archer. They were a decent team and traded Chris Archer anyway.
Is Blake Snell a top of the rotation pitcher? Now, obviously, he's got the stuff and the results, but if another team decided, hey, we're going to use him more in the traditional sense and ask, you know, him to pitch into the seventh, the eighth, we're looking for 200 plus innings, it's not really something he's done over the course of his career, especially the way the Rays have used him and, you know, get through, you know, 2.5 times through the opposing order, and then we pull you in the fifth or the sixth. Do you think he can do what another team might be asking him to do?
It's a great point, and something that it's almost unknowable. But one thing I will point out is that the more pitches you have, the lesser your third time through the order penalty is. So, you know, someone like Denilson Lamet should have some troubles third time through the order, and theoretically, Paddock with a bigger mix like that should be able to go deeper with more pitches once he sort of harnesses them all. So I think we saw it a little bit with Garrett Richards. It was a little bit tough for Garrett Richards to get a third time through the order because he's basically a fastball slider guy, sometimes curve. Blake Snell, you know, has a legit slider, change, and curve. And, in fact, the sort of values on those, the only two pitchers that have matched, you know, the quality on those and the quality of results on those are Noah Syndergaard and Jacob DeGrom.
Wow.
And he's projected to be a top 15 pitcher. I think he's an ace.
That's interesting. Talking to Eno Saris here on Ben and Woods, talking a little Padres baseball. One of the names too that you mentioned in your tweet yesterday, a lot of Padres heavy tweets. You know, we like that very much here in San Diego. Taiwan Walker is an interesting pitcher. One of those guys that had so much promise, delivered a little bit, and is just kind of searching for it. Seems to be he may have found something last year though.
Yeah, you know, his fastball is his best pitch, and I think that's an interesting thing for a starting pitcher. Usually, you know, you have at least a second pitch that's great. And so far he hasn't really shown that. But last year his slider changed and he threw his non-fastballs more than he ever had before. So I think that's a sign of maturity from him. And
very small sample, of course, but yeah.
Well, the one thing that that is actually super valuable in small samples, one of the reasons I write about it, is changes in movement, velocity, and pitch mix, because if you think about it, like, you need to be able to repeat a pitch to use it in the major leagues, and usually even after one game you can say, wow, he changed his changeup. The changeup had totally different movement in that game, and you'll see that stick going forward. So you know, he changed the movement on the slider. It's a different pitch now. Hopefully it's better.
You know, let's talk about your other suggestion you made on Twitter for the Padres, that if they went out on the market this offseason and added the trio of Jock Peterson, Taiwan Walker, and then bringing back Trevor Rosenthal, they could essentially stay within their budget and become a top three team in terms of overall WAR. How does that math work out? Just kind of explain that one to Padres fans.
The easiest explanation is that they're already really close to the top three. if you sort by WAR, they have basically they're half a win below the Astros and Twins, and then the Dodgers and Yankees are the class of the big league. So if they could get a half a win out of that, and I think they can. I mean, the big thing is right now, if you're looking at their depth charts, they're below average in right field, where there's a bit of a regression projected for Myers. And I don't think that you need to replace Myers, but I think getting a lefty, you know, would make sense there, just to, you know, increase the outfield depth, maybe platoon with Myers if he takes a step back, and maybe DH if there is a DH. So I was looking for a lefty corner outfield bat for them. Otherwise, they can make headway by improving their fifth starter spot and improving their bullpen a little bit. And so that's why Rosenthal, Walker, pushes Gore out of the rotation and into more of a let's see how he's doing before we bring him to the major leagues situation.
And it really is so absurd. You got teams like, and maybe they know stuff that we don't. I'm sure they do, but they're trying to construct rosters and make moves when they don't know the rules. Will there be a designated hitter? Won't they? I keep hearing that there will be. It's a negotiating tool, a negotiating ploy, whatever. But I do feel like that's a little bit weird, you know, like, hey, build your roster. If you sign a DH, you're stuck with him. It's strange to me. Have you heard anything on that front?
You know, it's funny, actually. I think the reason that we haven't heard anything is it's a negotiation, right, between the players' union and the ownership or MLB. And so the owners want to take the expanded playoffs, where players are not paid as well as they are in the regular season. That's a thing that the ownership wants, the players can give. The thing that the players, that the owners want to give the players for that is the DH, because it's 15 more jobs in the major leagues. But the problem is, and this is why I don't think that teams are too worried about this, DH jobs are not the highest quality jobs. They usually go to veterans, people who can't play defense. They're usually one-year deals, if they're deals, or maybe two-year deals. There are not that many Nelson Cruzes, you know?
Yeah.
It's, most teams just cycle it. Like, the Dodgers didn't even really care if there's a DH or not last year. They just put their extra guy at DH, you know? And I think deeper teams will do that sort of thing, where they just use DH to keep people healthy and stuff like that.
Eno Saris is with us, I believe. Is he still with us, Paul, or did we lose some sort of audio? Are we good? Eno, you still there?
Give him a call back.
Yeah, apparently. Well, I don't know. My whole phone screen just went out, like, completely dead on me. So I'm not sure it was Eno's problem right there. Hopefully we can get him back, because, Woodsy, cool. I was gonna ask him now about the non-tender deadline tomorrow, and not specifically necessarily for the Padres and Tommy Pham, although I'd be interested in getting his thoughts on that, but what he just expects to happen overall. Is this going to be an historic day of bloodletting, basically, in Major League Baseball, where guys that you never would have imagined being let go by their teams are going to hit the street just to save a couple of bucks because of the pandemic?
I hope not.
Or will it be kind of more routine where, yeah, there's a couple of names out there, as there is every single year, on the non-tender? I mean, we already saw Hunter Renfroe was a name that was already let go by the Tampa Bay Rays. For everyone who still was saying, oh, the Padres, I don't know how they made out on that deal. Well, you know,
good.
Hunter Renfroe wasn't even good enough for the Rays to keep just for a regular arbitration eligible contract for this season. Now, Tommy Pham is also potentially on the chopping block for the Padres, so it kind of comes down to the secondary players in that deal. Who was it? Xavier Edwards was the Padres sent the prospect.
Yep.
Jay Cronenworth turned out to be pretty
good.
Dang good as the secondary player in that trade for the Padres as well. Other teams are facing those decisions at the same time as well. So, Paulie, you gave me a thumbs up. Are you still 1 second? Is what I
that
got
was
there.
A what? This
that was
means
one.
Wait.
Yes, I couldn't
that
see
means
which
we're
finger.
Good.
Well, fingers look similar from peripheral vision, so I wasn't sure which one. At least we've got – all right, looks like we've got Eno back on the line. All right, phone system crash for us, Eno. I wanted to ask you about the non-tender trade deadline coming up – or the non-tender deadline tomorrow for teams. Do you think we're going to see a historic shedding of contracts, you know, surprise guys that you never would have thought would be non-tendered by the teams? Or is it going to be a little more typical that teams are just not going to be able to let talent get away, even if it is going to be a little costlier than they would like during a pandemic?
You know, I it's hard to tell. We've had like a Mookie Betts signing that seems like, oh, that's like the Harper and Machado deals, right? The $300 million signing of the offseason. And then we've had a bunch of one-year deals, basically, which that's kind of what happens. The numbers haven't been crazy. I expected more non-tenders, but now I wonder if it'll just be maybe a little bit worse than usual. I think for you locally, the big thing is Tommy Pham, of course.
Yeah.
It's been brought up here. Yeah.
It's been brought up. Yep.
I would keep him. I know there were the surgeries, but the hamate bone surgery is not a big deal. The back thing, you know, I don't actually think it's that big a deal because it's a soft tissue thing. The wrist may be a big deal, But he was dealing with that issue last year. That's why he was had such a tough year last year. So, I mean, I think it would probably be a health thing, but I would keep him. And I think if he does go, then that would be a sign that more people got non-tendered across the league.
It's like going to a strip club didn't even figure into your calculations at all there. You know? I mean,
because it doesn't matter.
What do the metrics say about going to a strip club at 9 at night during a pandemic?
Can you do some projections? And
players.
Yeah. Do some, you're more likely to get stabbed at a blank than you are a blank for my pearl-clutching partner. He said, you know what he said today? He goes, you know, what kind of leader is he if he's out there in a strip club? Like Ben is a minister or something. God.
I'll have to say, baseball players really don't want us to keep metrics about strip clubs.
Eno, on that note, we will let you go. Appreciate it, as always. Another epic performance by Eno Saris. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Eno.
Thanks for having me.
Follow him on Twitter at Eno Saris. Eno on our SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here, Woods. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
So good.
You know what? I think if you actually did the metrics, you would find that the best players probably went to the strip clubs most often.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding.
First of all, they're loose, the best players, relaxed, made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Could spread it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Had probably some time on their hands as well. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of correlation there between strip clubs and success in Major League Baseball.
Well, on that note, let's have our meeting at strip clubs from now on. Maybe we could be more successful.
We'll Zoom. We can Zoom to the strip club.
Get a client. Get trade. Go have lunch there from time to time. When they're open and everything's safe to move around.
Yeah, Ben, well, that's why people go. Well, for the wings.
Again, Ben has...
The Lou Lemon Pepper Wings. It is. The Lou Williams.
It's December 1st, 2020, and you have still never been to one. It's
not happening during COVID, I'll tell you that.
Deal, fine. That's but fair. When COVID's over, it's happening. We have to. I want to
don't make me cheer for COVID.
Can we get Trevor Bauer and his crew to follow us and do one of his docu-series on Ben's first time at a strip club? I'm going to spend $1,000 that day.
I'm going to need a John Boy breakdown.
Yes!
So right here, you see the look on Ben's face.
Incredible. It's got to happen. Your mother will be... She'll text me and be like, please don't do this. It's got to be done.
She's going to text you in 2 minutes.
It's got to be done. It has to be done. So as soon as COVID's gone, we'll have a big tier one party out at a local establishment.
Until then.
Support small businesses. You know how
we will just continue to join you on the radio each morning. A good show today. Tomorrow, Woods, pleased to announce that a show favorite will be returning. 6:35, correct, Paul?
Yep.
Major Garrett.
Nice.
Chief Washington correspondent for CBS News and sometime Padres blogger for the Claremont Times will be joining us at 6:35.
Going to get his Tommy Pham hot takes. When will we find out?
I don't know the exact time of the day tomorrow for the non-tender, but more than likely it's after our show.
Well, I didn't get a text from Ben's mom. I did get a text from Ben's wife that says three words. I'm going to.
Is that going to change the experience at all?
Shell, I'm going to ask this one favor.
Yeah.
No, I want her to come.
We need one.
I just need one.
We need the first.
Let me have his first. His first.
I don't think I would behave any differently with or without.
You don't have to lie to me just because she doesn't. Your mom just sent me one with the monkey emoji covering her eyes.
All right.
So there we go.
And I believe you're going to be taking us down a rabbit hole.
Tomorrow? I am. I got a Wednesday rabbit hole, something I've been very, I don't know why, but I discovered this story over paternity leave. And oh my God, it's pretty fascinating.
All right, should be
baseball,
a good one.
Drugs, intrigue.
That was a fun Tuesday show.
Executive Fam.
Producer of the program is Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods, Ben Higgins. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Jim Rome Show is coming up next right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.